Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Welcome back, Weekend Breakfast. Alison Curtis with you on Today FM as promised, and she's bringing her show. Glad we had this chat to the Three Olympia this coming month, actually this month, it's February now. Caroline Hearns, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Good, thank you for joining us. So Caroline, before we get on to the show, and you've got announced a guest that is very close to a lot of our hearts and we love her so much, will you just give people a little bit of your background? I mean, you started in the skincare business in the late 90s, but it was really your blog that kicked things off before everybody was doing blogs.
Yeah, I got early access sort of to the blog world. I think it just one of those things happened by chance. And my biggest audience is, it's, you know, my cities are literally London and then it's Dublin. So the Irish have always loved a bit of skincare. The blog was in 2010. It really took off a couple of years later. And then it just went from there, you know, the books and doing This Morning and the podcast. And I kind of stop some days and I go, what is this? I mean, I talk about cleansers. What is this? How has this happened? Why? People ask me about their pores and I'm on telly. How? You could never, ever, ever plan for my career. You know, if someone said, oh, I'm going to do this, you would look at it and go on paper and say, what? What do you mean you want to be a skincare expert on telly? How is that a job? You know,
but it's so important. And I know that, like, we have the Skin Nerd in Ireland as well. And like, she's been a contributor on the show for a long time on my program. But like, it has transformed and it's shifted the idea away from, you know, having to look a certain standard to actually looking the best version of yourself and treating your skin like an organ and looking after it. And like, it's essential for people's well-being.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, I think the strength of my following really took hold because I never deviated. I never tried to follow any trends. I never did makeup. I didn't do nails. I didn't do hair. You know, I would always talk about having my nails done or getting my hair done. But my expertise, I just stayed to my lane, which was skincare, which has really sort of held me in good stead, I suppose, when other people have kind of come along and have been blogging as long and have kind of fallen by the wayside because they either didn't have the same passion or it wasn't their actual vocation, which mine has always been. And I think that when COVID hit, it just went crazy with skincare because everyone was on Zoom and everyone was looking at their faces in detail, you know, so makeup sales dropped and skincare sales went through the roof. And it was just, and I think it stayed that way. It's not like it's dropped off either.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I've never been one for a lot of makeup or even knowing how to apply it really well at all. But I do love knowing the science behind certain skincares and knowing, you know, certain routines and knowing what it does for you, because especially women of a certain age, like, we become more hyper-conscious of our appearance. We just do. We're it's in us. We're not raised in a bubble.
Yeah. I think I just, you know, my audience has grown, and now the people that first followed me 15 years ago or more, because I was on Twitter before that, 15 years ago, have had children, and now I'm talking to them about their kids. So we've kind of all gone through it together, you know, and I'm kind of out the other end. It's a miracle I've still got a career, because I went through perimenopause on the blog while I was blogging in the early days, you know, and I was just, for a lot of time, I was miserable. Moaning and tired, and you know, I put on weight and I had brain fog, and people would leave comments and say, you're always saying you're tired, why are you always complaining you're tired? And I would think, am I? And then I'd look at myself and think, oh my god, I am. I'm just talking about how tired I am all the time. But no one was talking about perimenopause then. No one was talking about it. I had no idea. I thought I was just, you know, couldn't control my eating habits and was just a bit off.
And what do you think now? Like, it is a bit of, I don't want to say it is a bit of a buzzword, because the benefit is that we are talking about it and we do go through it and people need to be educated more about it. But it has in the last few years become much more of a wide open topic, if you will.
With menopause, yeah. And it's also become something that people can monetize, you know, sort of, what skincare should I use for my menopausal? Well, you can use whatever you would normally use. You know, there will be slightly different skin conditions you may want to bear in mind. You know, I did a menopause box a few years ago, but it was a lot of products from various different brands. It wasn't just all one brand who were pitching to menopausal women, you know. And I'm always wary of the brands that do that. They're invariably run by men who can see a dollar.
What was this, something I saw as an advertisement on Instagram this week for menopause? It was something insane, like toothpaste or something. And you're like, ah, come on now. I can't remember what it was.
Get a grip of yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Can I get on to very quickly a hot topic that we've had in our show over recent years, because we have a lot of, parents with children between a certain age. How do you kind of, or do you address the issue of this whole explosion of skincare stuff for tweens and teens? And I know I'm sitting at my daughter's desk right now, and the amount of stuff, now we've pared it down because she listened to professionals. She won't listen to me, but it's a huge problem, isn't it? Kids using things like retinols and things.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is children, they're not actually using the retinols. The parents are panicking and saying they could be using this retinoid. And obviously there'll be the odd one who has. Most of them just want to put something pretty on their dressing table, and it's absolutely no different to makeup. So a lot of parents don't have a problem with their daughters experimenting in makeup. Why are they losing their minds? Because they're experimenting in skincare. The problem is when they're spending their own money and they're buying really expensive things. But as I say, sometimes you have to let kids learn the hard way. If you can't say no to them, then that's on you as a parent. I just say no to my kid. I'd be like, no, you're not having that. Don't be ridiculous. But if your child, let's say you have a 13-year-old who saved up their pocket money, or a 15-year-old who saved up her babysitting money, and she wants to spend £80 on a Drunk Elephant moisturizer, knock yourself out. But she's only going to make that mistake once, and it's an expensive mistake.
That's true.
She's going
That's
to
good
buy it.
advice.
She's going to buy it and think, well, this isn't done. Well, I don't need this. Well, hopefully she'll, but there are brands who are catering to a younger audience. That's fine. But it's equally, I don't want to put them off, because if we're persuading young people to take care of their skin and use SPF, that's brilliant. That will be encouraged. But a lot of it is also scaremongering, but there are certain products that should not be sold to young people. And although the retailers obviously have a duty of responsibility to say no, and some stores are saying, we're not going to serve you if you're under a certain age without a parent. But it shouldn't become like it's alcohol. We should be able to say no, like, you don't need this. Are you buying this for you? Because you don't need it. I have taken stuff out of kids' hands in stores before, like I'm their mother. You're not buying this. Is this for you or your mum? You don't need it. Go play. Go touch a tree. Take your shoes off. Walk in grass. You don't need this. And then they laugh and then they realize I'm serious. I'm like, I'm not giving it back to you. Go. But they can order what they want online. And that's where being a parent comes in. That's where you have to say, what is this? What do you mean you've ordered this? And send it back. It's quite easily controlled. But if you're up against, when people say, oh, they're up against peer pressure, that doesn't negate to me. I've had four kids. I don't care what your peers are doing. You are not having this moisturizer. You're an idiot. None of this. But I'm a Gen Xer. I'm not a Gen Z or a millennial. I'm Gen X. We were dragged up. I think I'm being nice to my kids when I chase them with a wooden spoon.
No, Caroline, I'm too soft. Now we do have the discussion, and as I said, she listened to a professional, aka the skin nerd, and this is what she said you need, so this is what she went with. So coming to, you mentioned earlier Dublin being your second city, or your big city as well. The Three Olympia, and it's going to be on the 24th of February. We're definitely going to be there. And what can people expect? Like, it's very open and honest, as you are about everything, but yeah.
We kind of called it, glad we had this chat unfiltered, because obviously when you're doing a podcast and you have sponsors and you're going out through via Warner Brothers, which mine did, there are a lot of things they're like, oh, you can't say that, legal won't be happy. But I can go on stage and call out celebrity brands and say, in my opinion, that I'm entitled to legally, I think this is a load of nonsense. But I'll be saying it in a much stronger term, So the first half will be skincare and interaction with the audience. I said, you don't have to be afraid. I'm not going to drag anyone on stage. It's not about shaming people. It's just going to be fun. Second half will be conversational and still with audience interaction, especially in Dublin. You've got no choice. They're going to talk to you and going to tell you what they're thinking. But yeah, I can't wait. And then this week we announced our second special guest, which blew me out of the water.
I know, Siobhan McSweeney.
I
She
know.
is a
Unbelievable.
legend. She is
He
so.
is a legend.
Do you know she was so wonderful? Herself and Nicola Coughlan have been really, I like to call them friends of the show because they've been on a lot. But when Dairy Girls started, they were like, I just reached out to them on Twitter, and they're like, yeah, sure, here's our mobiles. We'll come on and talk about it. And they've been so gracious with their time since then, and they've both gone stratospheric. So it's
Yeah,
amazing.
they're brilliant. I've met Nicola, and she's just joy personified.
She's incredible.
Yeah,
So
so
do
I
you know what
can't
I?
wait.
Oh no, it's going to be so brilliant, and I can't wait as well. I'm definitely going to be there. Do you know what I loved, as you said recently, and I think it's something that we do think about when we turn certain ages or we have milestone birthdays or things like that, but you feel better and fitter, you say now, than you did 10 years ago. And that's a real inspiration for a lot of people.
Yeah, I am absolutely fitter at 55 than I was between 40 and 50. Literally, maybe 40 and 53. I only really started taking care of myself properly when mum died. It was the catalyst of, And it wasn't like I was massively unhealthy. I didn't drink, I didn't smoke. I had the odd drink, but I wasn't drinking regularly. I didn't smoke, but I didn't go to the gym. I didn't do any form of exercise except my normal day-to-day life of walking, you know. I ate whatever I wanted. And when I started tracking what I was eating, I was quite horrified. Just at, oh, okay. So basically, the basic sum of calories in versus what you're expending needs to change. And that's kind of all I did. I just got a bit more responsible with myself. And it was life altering. It changed my blood work. It changed my mentality. You know, I get regular bloods anyway because of my HRT. And it was life changing. But, you know, between 40 to sort of 40 to 48, 49, when menopause sort of really kicked in, I was absolutely miserable. And it's only looking back that I think, my God, how was I functioning?
And like a lot
Crazy.
of people, that will echo with a lot of people as well. And I certainly feel like I've let myself physically drop in a standard in the last 5 years as well, and looking forward to changing that. And I think that resonates with a
You
lot
do,
of
though.
people.
You do, but then I don't put any pressure on anyone. There's no judgment or shade or shame from me because women in our age group, I don't know how old you are, I think I've just massively aged you, but I'm 55 and we are the most stretched demographic. We have aging parents, we have children, in some cases grandchildren, and we're still working. So we are the most, I'm pulled from every angle. So if I don't take care of myself first, and the saying of put your own oxygen mask on first, I just did that. I started taking care of myself first. And so it will upset some people. It really does. If you sort of say, I'm not going to do that, I don't want to do that. I kick my husband out the bedroom because he snores. I stopped caring, putting his feelings first over my health. And I had to say it to him, like, you know, it's like I was talking to a puppy. I love you. I love you. And I want you to be healthy, but you won't be healthy if I kill you with my bare hands.
If the last thing
So,
you see is a pillow.
yeah, literally. And so, and we had the luxury, our kids had left home. We have a spare bedroom. So he's in the spare bedroom. Doesn't mean our marriage is in trouble. It means I love my sleep now and I appreciate it.
A lot of people have been writing about that recently, about no shame. And if, we would have a similar situation with snoring, it's not me. And you have to do what makes it give everybody get a peaceful, good night's sleep, because you really do. Before I let you go,
And he
can
said,
I?
you know, well, he said my snoring is a problem for me too. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you wake me up. The audacity of the man. The audacity. I was like, goodbye. Good day to you, sir. To the spare bedroom you go.
I said good day. What were your main changes, just so people know? Like you looked at diet and you decided to start exercising more.
Yeah, I well, when Mum died, I really had like an epiphany. But now I know I was just running from the grief, and I worked out solidly for 18 months like a demon. I mean, I was just totally engrossed in it. Come to October last year, and I thought, hang on a minute, I think I've actually worn myself out, and I had burnout. I was absolutely exhausted, and I haven't worked out since then. But
All
I, you know,
right.
I still keep myself up, and I stretch, and I do a lot of steps. But I know I'll get back to it. But I'm very much enjoying wintering, which is my phrase of the moment. I'm enjoying going to bed. I'm enjoying being warm. I'm enjoying not getting up at 6 a.m. 3 days a week like a lunatic. And I see my friends who still go to the gym and I think, all power to you, go with God. It's just not for me at the moment, you know? I'm just letting myself wallow in winter. I'm not, you know, I'm not engorging myself. I haven't gone off track on anything else. I just thought, no, I've actually worn myself out. I just need to rest. And I'm taking a few months to rest. But I did, I had to change my mindset and my lifestyle. But the minute it switches, it's fantastic because you feel different. And it's not even about weight. My weight hasn't massively altered, but my body composition has altered. That's what's different. And I don't have the brain fog, you know? The brain fog is a killer for women of a certain age. And
It is.
alcohol. That's my number one bit of advice. I had a Guinness Zero in a pub in Dublin last weekend, and it was delicious. It was wonderful. And I came out of there crystal clear in the head, didn't get up at 2 a.m., wide awake because I've had two drinks, you know. It's not your friend when you're a certain age. I mean, it's not anyone's friend really, but a menopausal woman really has no business drinking alcohol. I can tell you that for a fact.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. I can't wait
What a
for the
way to
three.
end.
I know. We've had a good chat. We've covered a lot. We've covered a lot. I love that you're so familiar with Ireland and obviously coming to Dublin. So thank you so much, Caroline, for your time. Thank you.
Anytime I can get to Ireland, I am there.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today.